Pakistan has officially advanced its digital finance landscape through the recent enactment of the Virtual Assets Act of 2026. It's such a positive step forward, isn't it?
Absolutely. This legislation represents a monumental development in the global cryptocurrency sector, providing the long-awaited legal clarity that was previously missing from the industry.
For years, the nation's crypto ecosystem operated under significant uncertainty. This act serves as a definitive turning point to stabilize the environment for traders and businesses alike. Finally, some stability.
The primary thesis of the new legislation is the establishment of a robust framework for oversight within Pakistan's cryptocurrency ecosystem. Oversight is crucial here.
By formalizing these regulations, the government intends to achieve two main goals: protecting consumers from potential risks and fostering an environment where innovation can thrive safely. That's the balance we need.
This strategic move aligns Pakistan with international global standards. It brings them into line with the rest of the world.
Previously, the absence of clear laws left traders vulnerable to sudden policy changes. Those risks are being mitigated now.
With this act in place, the ground is now stabilized, ensuring that local exchanges and service providers operate within clearly defined legal boundaries rather than a gray area.
A critical component of the Virtual Assets Act focuses heavily on international compliance. It's about global connection.
The legislation explicitly addresses sanctions compliance and anti-money laundering regulations. These are non-negotiable standards.
For financial institutions and cryptocurrency exchanges operating within the country, this mandates adherence to strict reporting standards and rigorous due diligence procedures. Everyone must follow the rules.
This focus ensures that the local market remains secure against illicit activities while maintaining necessary transparency with international partners. Transparency is key.
Regarding specific compliance requirements, the Act enforces two key pillars. First, sanctions compliance. Let's look at that specifically.
This ensures that no transactions violate international trade restrictions or global embargoes. No exceptions there.
Exchanges must verify that their operations do not inadvertently support sanctioned entities or regions. They need to be vigilant.
Second, AML regulations. And here is the second pillar.
This involves implementing rigorous checks to prevent money laundering and terrorist financing activities. Safety first.
Financial actors must maintain detailed records and report suspicious activities to relevant authorities. Accountability matters.
The implications of this legislation extend beyond mere legal compliance. It goes deeper than just rules.
By bringing the crypto sector under a formal regulatory umbrella, Pakistan signals its intent to integrate digital assets into the broader financial system responsibly.
This reduces the risk of regulatory crackdowns that could destabilize investor confidence. Confidence is restored now.
Furthermore, by aligning with global standards regarding AML and sanctions, Pakistan positions itself within the community of nations, adhering to stringent compliance measures required by the global community.
The Act effectively bridges the gap between innovation and security, ensuring that growth does not come at the expense of financial integrity. Both are possible.
Ultimately, the Virtual Assets Act of 2026 marks a shift from ambiguity to structure. It's a clear direction.
It provides the necessary legal foundation for the industry to mature. The foundation is solid now.
For market participants, this means reduced volatility stemming from regulatory unpredictability. Uncertainty is gone.
For regulators, it offers tools to enforce laws and protect the economy from cyber threats and financial crimes associated with unregulated crypto markets. Tools for protection.
The passage of this act confirms Pakistan's intent to modernize its financial infrastructure while adhering to the stringent compliance measures required by the global community.